Amén. Y una vez más vamos a estar hablando de este evangelismo que ya tenemos semanas hablando y orando. Tenemos varias gente que está orando por este gran evangelismo que el Señor ya nos está dando. It's been several weeks that we've been talking about this regarding evangelism, regarding outreach, and we know that there are several people that have been praying for this. Y lo que hablamos el jueves pasado y el anterior fue simplemente de esto. ¿Cómo dar un estudio bíblico? If you were with us the last Thursday and the last two Thursdays, we've been simply talking about how to teach a Bible study. La semana pasada tuvimos el hermano Sid que se puso en la llamada y empezó a hacer unas preguntas muy, muy simples. ¿Qué es el arrepentimiento? ¿Qué es bautizarse en el nombre de Jesús? ¿Qué es recibir el Espíritu Santo? If you were on the call last Thursday, we had Brother Sid come onto the call, and he made some very simple questions. What is repentance? And what is baptism in the name of Jesus? And what is it to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? Very simple questions, and we gave some very simple responses. So, fueron preguntas muy fáciles, muy simples, no eran complicadas, y le dimos unas respuestas también simples y directas. Y de eso vamos a seguir hablando. Con eso en mente, le pedimos a hermana Sarah y hermano Dave, que me avisaron este domingo pasado, que ellos ya empezaron a dar un estudio bíblico. This last Sunday evening, Brother Dave and Sister Sarah informed me, they let me know that they have started teaching their own Bible study. And they were so excited to tell me about the results of that Bible study. Estuvieron emocionados de decirme que felices y emocionados ellos estuvieron de dar este estudio bíblico, que yo les pedí si ellos pudieran llamar esta noche y estar en la llamada. They were so excited about it, I asked them that they'd be willing to get onto the call tonight and share some of those things with us tonight. And that's exactly what we're going to do. And it's going to be a very simple format. Va a ser una manera muy fácil en que vamos a hacer esto. Simplemente vamos a hacer unas preguntas a Dave y Sarah. Y ellos nos van a dar su experiencia. I'm simply going to ask them a couple of questions about their experience in giving this Bible study, and they're going to just simply tell us their experience, the things that happened. And again, the focus here is so that everyone can hear how easy it is to teach a Bible study. El enfoque aquí, hermanos, es para que todos puedan oír qué tan fácil es dar un estudio bíblico. Amen. Amen. With that said, we're going to go ahead and bring Brother Dave and Sister Sarah onto the line. Con eso dicho, vamos a pedir a hermano Dave y Sarah, vamos a abrir su línea. Yo creo que hermano Dave y hermana Sarah, ¿me pueden oír bien? Can you hear me, Dave and Sarah?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And you're coming in loud and clear. Well, vamos a empezar en español, y ellos ya saben, they already know I'm going to be talking to them in Spanish, and whatever they say in English, I'm going to translate into Spanish. Lo que ellos me digan en inglés, yo voy a estar traduciendo en español. Primeramente, gracias, hermano Dave y hermana Sarah. Thank you, Brother Dave and Sister Sarah, for being on the call tonight. Y vamos a empezar con esto. I'm going to begin with this question. Dave and Sarah, tell us when you started. How long ago was it that you started teaching this Bible study? ¿Cuándo es que empezaron a dar este estudio bíblico?
Well, Brother Vic, I started to teach about a month ago.
About a month ago. La hermana Sarah dice que empezó a dar este estudio bíblico hace un mes. And I'm going to ask you, Sister Sarah, how did this come about? Was it a relative, a friend? If fue un amigo, fue un familiar, ¿cómo empezó este estudio bíblico?
Well, actually, Brother Vic, I had been praying about, you know, because I had been hearing in the church, everybody's giving them, you know, mostly everybody was giving a Bible study.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and translate, Sister Sarah. Hermana Sarah está diciendo que ella se sintió en su corazón de dar un, empezó a orar de cómo puedo dar un estudio bíblico. Ella estaba oyendo que varias gentes en la iglesia ya estaban dando un estudio bíblico. Go ahead, Sister Sarah.
So I had started praying and I asked God, God, I want a Bible study. I want to give a Bible study. And so, you know, I was so shocked and surprised that my sister-in-law called me and she said, can you give me a Bible study? And
okay, hold that thought right there, Sister Sarah. Hold that thought. Hermana Sarah dijo que ella empezó a orar, Señor, yo quiero dar un estudio bíblico. Yo quiero dar un estudio bíblico. Y ella fue sorprendida que su cuñada, what is your sister-in-law's name?
Arlene.
Su cuñada Arlene tenía deseos de recibir un estudio bíblico. Go ahead, Sister Sarah.
So, you know, I had no material or anything, but I thought, God, I prayed for a Bible study, and you gave it to me, so.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and translate that real quick. So, hermana Sarah le pidió, Señor Jesús, usted ya me dio un estudio, o alguien que tiene deseo e interés de recibir un estudio bíblico, ahora enséñeme cómo voy a hacer esto. And this is what I want to focus on. Do you see how this all started? Sister Sarah had a desire. She had a need to give a Bible study, so she began to pray about this. Hermana Sarah tuvo este deseo, esta necesidad de dar un estudio bíblico, y la primera cosa que ella hizo es empezó a orar que el Señor le ayudara a dar un estudio bíblico. That is great, Sister Sarah. Go ahead.
So I asked Sister Cindy, and she told me about Into His Marvelous Light.
Okay, y la hermana Sarah le pidió a la hermana Cindy, porque la hermana Cindy tiene un estudio bíblico que se llama Into His Marvelous Light, Entrando a su luz maravillosa. And I know that they have that in English and in Spanish. Yo sé que tienen este estudio en inglés y en español. Y si alguien más tiene deseo de esto, le pueden pedir a la hermana Cindy. If anyone has any questions about this, they can ask Sister Cindy. She's very familiar with this particular Bible study system. Go ahead, Sister Sarah.
So like I said, I didn't have any material, and I asked her, and it's a very easy Bible study.
Ah, I like that. La hermana Sara dice que recibió este estudio bíblico, este sistema de estudio bíblico de hermana Cindy, y realizó qué tan fácil, no es complicado. It's not complicated. It's a very simple Bible study system. Do you know how many pages that little pamphlet is, Sister Sarah? ¿Cuántas páginas?
It's probably like maybe 14 pages.
Okay, como 14 páginas, but you don't need to all teach it all at one sitting, all at one time, correct?
Right. I broke it up into two Bible studies.
Okay, la hermana Sarah la quebró, o la dividió, mejor dicho, dividió entre dos estudios bíblicos. Perfecto. ¿Y qué más? What else, Sister Sarah?
You know, like I said, I was pretty intimidated, nervous in the beginning, but praying just helped me. God gave me just, I
courage.
Was just able to give it. Yeah, courage.
That is good. Let me say that. That's really good. La hermana Sarah estaba diciendo que ella estaba tenía mucho temor, mucha timidez. No tenía esa fuerza para ir a dar un estudio a alguien, se sentía muy tímida, pero es cuando ella empezó a orar al Señor, que el Señor la ayudara. And what happened next, Sister Sarah?
So, as I was giving the Bible study, and I divided it into two parts, mm-hmm. and the first part was repentance, you know, and water baptism, And then the Holy Ghost.
Okay, let me translate that. La hermana se dijo que lo que ella hizo es dividió este estudio en dos partes y empezó a dar la primera parte fue de arrepentimiento, de bautismo en el nombre de Jesús y recibir el Espíritu Santo. Okay.
And I was just so amazed at how going through the Bible study, she just saw, you know, reading scripture. I had her read scripture, and since she was reading it, it was self-explanatory. She read it and she understood it.
And the key here is that you, Sister Sarah, you had her read the scriptures, correct?
Correct.
Okay, beautiful. Lo que dijo hermana Sara es que ella empezó a dar este estudio bíblico a su cuñada, pero la clave aquí, hermanos, fue que hermana Sara le pidió al estudiante que ella leyera la escritura. ¿Y qué tan importante es esto? Porque es una cosa cuando nosotros lo leemos, pero es otra cosa cuando la persona lee la escritura individualmente. It's one thing when we're reading it, but that's great, Sister Sarah. When you have the student, when you have the new person reading the scripture, they're taking it to heart. They're taking it personally. That's great. Go ahead.
So, you know, it was just exciting to see how, you know, God was just doing a work there and, you know, just gave her the revelation of, you know, baptism, the Holy Ghost, and you know, it was just amazing to see that happening.
Let me go ahead and translate that. We can hear the excitement in Sarah's voice as she's saying this. Hermana Sarah está diciendo que se emocionó muchísimo porque ella empezó a ver que su cuñada, leyendo estas escrituras, porque la palabra de Dios tiene poder, obviamente, hermanos. Obviously, the word of God is alive, it's powerful. Y cuando ella empezó a leer estas escrituras, su cuñada empezó a emocionarse y la hermana Sarah vio en sus ojos que la reacción, el impacto que la palabra de Dios estaba teniendo en su cuñada. All right.
So I just want to say, closing this, that, you know, if you're intimidated or you think that you can't do it, I'm a pretty quiet, reserved person. And if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Oh, that is excellent. Lo que hermana Sarah dijo, que el mensaje que ella quiere dar, and Brother Dave, get ready, because I'm going to go to you next in just a minute, Brother Dave, so okay. Just be ready. Lo que hermana Sarah está diciendo, que ella es una persona muy tímida, muy calladita, no siente esa habilidad de hablar en público, pero ella acaba de decir que si ella puede hacer esto, cualquier persona también puede serlo. And that is the truth, because it's the Holy Ghost, the boldness of the Holy Ghost, Sister Sarah, Brother Dave, that begins to come to the surface once we step out in faith. Ese poder y autoridad del Espíritu Santo que se empieza a subir, a resaltar de nosotros cuando nosotros simplemente tomamos ese paso de fe. Thank you, Sister Sarah, for that. This was very encouraging. This is exciting, muy emocionante, y nos da, está dando una palabra lo que nos dio la hermana Sarah esta noche. Una cosa que ella me dijo antes que hablamos esta noche, one thing that she told me earlier this evening before we got on the call was when her and Dave, after they taught the first Bible study, they said, hey, this is exciting. We've got to do this again. Cuando ellos dieron su primer estudio bíblico, ella y Dave dijeron uno al otro, esto es algo emocionante. Lo tenemos que hacer otra vez de nuevo, muy pronto. All right, Brother Dave, well, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you as far as your experience with this. Any insight, any points, anything at all that you want to share with us? Cualquier cosa que nos quiera decir, hermano Dave.
Yes, actually, you know me, sometimes I have a lot to say.
Está bien, it's okay.
But, yes, I, you know what? I'm kind of the same way. I was intimidated. I didn't think I was ready.
I'm going to go ahead and translate that, Dave. Hermano Dave dice la misma cosa que Sarah, que cuando primeramente dieron ese estudio bíblico, él se sentía medio tímido, que él no estaba listo, que no estaba preparado. Okay, Dave, go ahead.
But you know what? Especially after hearing Pastor last night, you know, it kind of wakes you up like a little bit.
Dijo Dave que especialmente cuando oímos el tipo de mensaje que nos dio nuestro pastor anoche, ese tipo de mensaje nos sacude, nos despierta un poquito. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah. Now, I you know, I've talked to people about the Lord, and I've got shut down, and I actually have people listen, but the whole thing is I didn't do it enough. Because I still needed, you know, I think I thought you know, to do it, you have to be perfect. You have to be, you know, you have to know the complete Bible front to back.
That's good. That's good. Let me translate that. Dave acá dice algo muy, muy importante. Él se sentía muy, como que si le faltaba mucha preparación antes, porque él pensaba antes que para dar un estudio, alguien tenía que conocer la palabra de Dios completamente, de una página a la otra página. Para poder dar un estudio a alguien, uno iba a tener que conocer la palabra muy bien. That's good, Dave.
Now, you know what, Vic? Do you mind if I talk a little bit in Spanish?
Yeah, why don't you talk Spanish and I'll translate in English.
Okay.
Dave's hearing how much I'm struggling in Spanish, so he's going to help me out on this.
No. Go ahead, Dave. Yo nomás pensaba que teníamos que ser perfectos, pero sabes que nadie son perfectos. Nobody's perfect.
That's good. But the Dave is saying he felt that, you know, in order to be able to teach a Bible study, you were going to have to know the Word of God. You were going to have to understand it and understand to be able to explain every detail in the Word of God. But that's not quite what it is. Go ahead, Dave.
Pero sabes qué, yo ya algo me cayó en mi mente y yo siento diferente. Yo pienso que nomás el amor de Dios, the love that you have for God and the Word and teaching and learning yourself, that is what you have to give to people. El amor que traes por Dios y la palabra y que te abren a ti, lo mismo quieres hablar, es ese mismo yo quiero enseñar a otra persona. No que sé todo o soy perfecto, pero el amor que yo tengo ya por Jesús y estar salvado y tener Espíritu Santo, y el amor que yo tengo por eso, yo quiero enseñarles a otros.
Praise God. I didn't need to translate that, but Dave went back and forth on his own, and he did a great job. But you heard it in Spanish for the most part. What he's saying is it's not so much having that need of knowledge that I got to know the Word of God to be able to teach it. More important than that is a love for God and a love for people. You have the Holy Ghost. You have the love of God in you. You're going to want to share this with someone else. And that's basically what Dave has been saying. That's good.
Yes. Como se dice, como si traes amor por algo en el mundo, un carro, tu perro, el pescado grande que agarré, quieres hablar a los amigos, ir a este carro que tengo, ir a este pescado que agarré ayer en un foto, y tú quieres compartir con ellos eso. Lo mismo.
That is good, Dave. Let me before you go on. No, you're doing good, but let me get this because this is really good. What Dave is saying is, it's just like if you have this great dog that you love. It's a great dog. You want to tell everyone about it. Or if you go fishing and you catch this great fish, you want to make sure you tell everybody about this great fish that you caught. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, y esto es lo mismo. Con ese mismo sentimiento, with the same feeling, you know, eso tienes que hablar con la gente y más tu familia, aunque tu familia, hay que empezar allí, porque con la familia sí se puede ser, errores, poquito.
Yeah, let me cut in right there, Dave. What Dave said it again. When you're excited about something, when it's something you love, you're going to be excited about it, and you're going to want to share it with other people, especially, he said, with your family. And he made a great point right now. With your family, they're your family. If you make mistakes, if you make an error, if you don't do it all completely right, it's okay. They're your family. They're going to love you anyway. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, estar junto con, con alguien y no tiene que ser por mucho rato, puedes cortarlo a poquito, pero y a comer algo después, a hablar, pero nomás que ellos ven cómo tú eres, cómo tú cambiaste, cómo tú eso es. No, you know, not just to cram it down people's, you know, throats and ears, you know, you'll spend time with them. Talk to them a little bit about the Bible, not necessarily hours and hours. You know, get the flow going and eat. Go eat something, you know, spend some time. But the thing is to get the word out. Get the word out.
Yes.
You know. And I'm saying this for myself because, you know, last night something hit me. Anoche algo me pegó y hoy en la mañana me levanté diferente. I woke up this morning a little different. And I have a different outlook on things. I'm not saying I'm perfect. Or, you know, yo no estoy diciendo que estoy perfecto, pero yo sé que tengo que ser más.
That's good, Dave. Let me cut in there. Dave was saying how that this morning after last night's message, which impacted him, he woke up this morning feeling different. Something got a hold of him, and he understood today that he had to do something more. He had to offer more than he has in the past. So something got a hold of him. That's good, Dave. That's good.
Yeah. I just got to say one more thing, Brother Vic.
Yes, algo más, una cosa más.
En la Biblia dice, por tanto, ir y hacer discípulos a todas las naciones. Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
All nations.
That is the whole key right there.
Yes.
Go out
yes.
and just talk to people. As much people as you can. It's hard. Es duro a veces. Y no lo queremos hacer a veces. We don't want to do it sometimes. Pero sabes que eso es lo que debemos hacer. That's what we should be doing. You know, and even amongst each other, you know, entre los hermanos y los hermanas, you know, we should get together, even each other, and have a come to the house and speak a little bit about the Bible. You know, it's just, I love to hear it. A mí me gusta oírlo, y me gusta hablar de esto, y so, no nomás con gente que no sabes, hay gente que sabes, tus hermanos y tus hermanas, para que se, you know, todos podemos, you know, compartir, y you know, it makes us feel better.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
But that's it. Yo ya hablé mucho, y that's it, Brother Rick.
This has been good, Dave and Sarah. Esto ha sido tremendo. Dave, ya vieron lo que estaba diciendo el hermano Dave ahorita. Hasta simplemente juntarnos uno con el otro, la casa de uno del otro. David talked at the end, mentioned just us being able to get together, a fellowship, whether there's food. But as long as we have the Word of God, where iron is sharpening iron, where we're talking about the Word of God, it's going to do something. It's going to engender something in us. It's going to create more of a thirst, more of a hunger, more of a need to want to share it with someone else. Hermano David estaba diciendo que simplemente uniéndonos uno con el otro en la casa de un hermano o de una hermana, comiendo juntos, conviviendo y también empezando a hablar de la palabra de Dios. Qué importante es hablar de la palabra de Dios, porque vamos a ayudarle un hermano al otro. As Brother Dave was saying this, of course, a verse came to mind at the end of Acts chapter 2, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. Y siguieron seguidamente los hermanos juntándose, conviviendo uno con el otro, comiendo juntos y orando juntos y hablando de la palabra de Dios con unidad. This is exactly what we need to be doing, and this is exactly what Dave and Sarah have been talking about tonight. In a very casual manner, en una manera muy casual, ellos han dicho es exactamente lo que la palabra de Dios nos dice que debemos de estar haciendo. Dave just finished telling us exactly what the Word of God tells us we need to be doing. Praise God. And what a note to end on there. Qué buena manera de terminar esta plática. Otra vez, hermanos, queremos que todos sientan qué tan fácil esto es. No es algo complicado. The whole point of this tonight has been for everyone to see and hear and feel how simple this is. It's not complicated. You know how simple it is? It's what Dave said. It's like going over to someone's home, sitting down to share a meal, and as we're sharing that meal, we're talking about the Word of God. just as we would to a friend or a family. Simplemente es como sentándonos en la casa de un hermano, comiendo, conviviendo, y luego empezar a hablar de la palabra de Dios. Y es como empieza. And that's how it all starts. Praise God, gloria a Dios. Con eso dicho, hermanos, ya llegamos a nuestro fin del tiempo, pero esperamos que pudieron recibir una palabra buena esta noche de hermano Dave y hermana Sarah. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up tonight, but we hope that everyone has enjoyed this, that everyone has received something good from Brother Dave and Sister Sarah. What great Spanish that Brother Dave has. Qué español bueno que tiene nuestro hermano David. Ya sabemos que hay mucha más gente en nuestra iglesia que habla español. Now we know that there's many more people in our church that speak Spanish that we know about. Que Dios me los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. And let's get ready. Let's start talking to folks. Let's start reading our words so that we can be prepared to give a word. Hay que empezar a leer nuestra Biblia, hermanos, esta semana para prepararnos para dar esa palabra a alguien que nos encontremos esta semana. Dios los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Amen.